morning. It's 68 degrees. You could use a boat today, that's for sure. Now the B104.7 continuing morning news. The heat wave that's been broiling the south and west has hit the northeast with a vengeance. Some spots hit 100 degrees yesterday, and temperatures in the 90s blanketed areas as far north as Maine. So far, there have been more than 130 heat-related deaths nationwide. An independent arbitrator is to hear from General Motors today as he tries to decide whether two union strikes against the automaker are illegal. So far, the dual strikes have idled more than 200,000 GM workers. House Republicans today expected to vote to override President Clinton's veto of a ban on late-term abortion. A two-thirds House majority lined up behind the ban last fall. A Senate override prospects are somewhat cloudier. A Syracuse man indicted for murder may be off the hook thanks to another man's confession. Jason Brown always maintained his innocence in the brutal murder of Rhoda Hoyle back in May. Hoyle was found dead by neighbors in a pathway on Webster Avenue in Syracuse. Now 18-year-old Shamu Thomas, a Janesville prison inmate, has confessed to that murder. A verdict could and should have been reached in the second trial in the Johnny Gamage case. That's according to the Syracuse family civil rights lawyer, William King. King says he realizes an acquittal of the two officers charged in Gamage's death wouldn't satisfy his client, but he says it's better than waiting another 7 months for basically the same result. Fire damages a home overnight in the village of Fabius. It was reported at around 1:30 this morning. It apparently started in the kitchen, then spread into the roof of the one-story home. In B104.7 Sports, the 21st annual Empire State Games were open with skydivers and fireworks at Frontier Field in Rochester Wednesday. 6,000 athletes will partake in the events. A bad night for the Syracuse Sky Chiefs. They lost 8-5. To the Red Wings despite a grand slam by Jose Cruz Jr. The Yankees clobber Detroit 13-2 and Toronto tops the White Sox 4-0. The Mets capture two wins, 7-5 and 6-1 over Milwaukee. The daily number 229, the win 4-7-4-0-3. Right now 68 degrees downtown. It's 7:01, 1 minute past 7 o'clock at WBBS FM Fulton Syracuse. Coming up at 7:08. The B104.7 informal phone survey. I'm Nancy Sinclair, B104.7 continuing morning news. Traffic brought to you by Sam Dell. An accident clearing Thompson north of Carrier Circle. An earlier accident on North Gaddis north of West Belden. Wow, causing power outages and knocking out a lot of traffic signals. Lights on Gaddis, West Jenny, and Erie Boulevard. That whole area around there, so you're going to need to be really cautious. I'm Nancy Sinclair for the B104.7.